Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Devine.
And this is a very Eurovision Victoria Secret.
Oh my God, I have to say, girls, we did a little gig last night in the Guinness Storehouse. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling the effects of all those hops today.
Well, be real, Davina just arrived in with a dozen glazed donuts from Krispy Kreme.
I did. I like, because I actually went to have laser hair removal today. Mm. And I was like, not a good idea. I woke up today and I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. It was just like, no, I'm not fine. No, I'm really not fine. I start crying in the shower. No, I didn't. But I was like, oh God. So I was like, no. And you know, when you're like, I have stuff to do.
Yeah.
Because usually if I'm like out and like working or whatever, and I'm going on a bit of a mad one, I'll take the next day, so I have nothing to do. Like, uh-huh. If I have stuff to do, I cannot function. So,
well, that's funny that you say that, because last Friday, whatever was happening last Friday, this is maybe not interesting some of you, everyone and their mother was asking me questions on stuff that you and me were doing.
Yeah.
So I felt so bad, because I know, like, after like full show, you were hosting the whole lot, you're wrecked.
Yeah.
And I must have whacked your WhatsApp.
You did. And I just,
answer this tomorrow. But I was like, if I don't send it, I'm going to forget to ask her.
That's true. And last week I had the McDonald's thing and show. So like, there's only 6 days in my week. I don't operate off a 7 day calendar. Yeah. I have 6 days, sometimes five.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the way it is. And you know, I can afford myself.
But that's
that.
Okay.
I know.
I work 7 days a week.
No, I've like 5 days in my actual week, but I woke up, took two Advil. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God.
She's American.
Yeah, she's American. She gets all the drugs from the States. And went over, got the laser hair removal. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I sweat so much. It was like.
what does the laser hair removal feel like?
It's like, well, the first time she's like, oh, I get, so by the way, I'm getting my legs done. I was like, getting my legs lasered. And because I have very, very coarse hair.
You
like
do.
Very heavy hair.
Yeah.
And just, it's like, even
you're like
I'm,
a werewolf. Like,
you
actually.
Well, I'm not like a.
You are like, okay. Well, you used to be like a werewolf.
Not now. I'm much more soft and supple. So it's like, when I first started getting it done, they were like, oh, you won't feel it all. It's what you're
laughing. I'm just like laughing at how horrified you are at me calling you a werewolf.
Because it's not really kind of like, yeah, well, anyway. So it's kind of like little elastic bands kind of flicking your skin.
Okay.
But sometimes.
That sounds awful.
Well, it's, you kind of just get used to it. And I have to say, like, I have got a good pain threshold. And she's like, are you sure it's okay? And I'm like, yeah, fine. I'm like, literally sweating bullets. Like,
yeah.
And then she says to me today, do you want the ice glove? And I said, sorry. And she's like, I've had now, bear in mind, about 8 sessions. Okay. And she goes, do you want the iced glove? And I said, what's an iced glove? And she's like, oh, we have gloves in the fridge, basically filled with water, like, you know, like a water balloon glove that they put on your leg.
Cooling sensations.
Yeah. I was like,
where's that been the last 8 sessions?
You're joking me. And she's like, have you never seen these? I'm like, no. I've like, literally, they've been fucking tortured with that machine for the last like months. And it was like, so, I was like, oh my God, that feels so nice.
I
was
like, I can't.
So
I can't.
So that's how I woke up today. Oh, literally being like tortured. And then I was like, I got my feet on as well. And I was like, do you know what? I'm in a bit of a rush. I'm going to record a podcast. I'll come back and do that next week.
Because
I was
so you didn't do the feet.
I couldn't just, it just, okay. I was like, I was sweating so much. Yeah. It was like all the booze was just coming out of me. I was like, no.
I mean, also, you probably don't even have hairy feet. Let's be real.
No, and like, but to see the feet are very sore.
Yeah.
Feet are sore. Like toes.
You know, put yourself in the listener's position right now. As you're talking about that, they're really wondering how hairy the toes were.
I know. They're fine now. But you know, I remember the very first time I went, the smell of like burnt hair.
Burning.
And they were like, oh, we love this. They were like, this is the sweet smell of success. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, I feel like I'm literally going to somebody, shorty called 911. Like literally burning up on the dance floor.
Would you recommend where you're going?
I go to Havana Skin Clinic.
Ooh.
But there's lots of like therapy offered it to me for free, and I was just like, actually no, I don't want to. I'd rather just like do it in private. Like,
yeah,
and I'm like, yes, it doesn't hurt at all. And you're like, this great teeth.
for the video for your Instagram.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm like, I'd rather just pay for it and actually just like grit my teeth in private.
Yeah, love that. Come here, it's been such a busy week. Mm. Obviously Eurovision has started.
Yes,
we watched it together in the Guinness Storehouse last night. I felt a bit deflated this morning, and then I thought, God, I wasn't even expecting Ireland to get through anyway, but I still felt like, oh shite.
Always just a little bit kind of like, even though we, to be honest, if I'm being honest, I didn't think we were going to get through.
No, me neither.
But I always have that little bit of hope.
Me too.
Where you want them to do well, you want them to get through.
Yeah.
And it must be so disappointing when there's like five countries, and some of those countries that went through were crap. Like Serbia.
Yeah.
Like actually, but it's all block voting. And I actually do, and I said this before, and I remember I said it once and everybody was like, ooh. It was like, I think they actually hate us because we've been gloating that we're like, we're the champions. We've won the most. Oh, we have 7 wins. And they hate us. They're like, do you know what? We're never going to vote for you again.
Yeah, also, but maybe if we brought the hotel prices down, made it cheaper to actually visit and they could come here, fall in love with us, they'd actually start voting for us.
Well, that's not going to happen either.
It's too expensive. They can't come.
And do you know what as well? Like, I feel like the Irish fans, I was reading on Twitter today as well, Irish fans are so raging. They're like, they just feel so hard done by.
Mm.
And they're like, no, we need an Irish, someone said we need a song, Asquelga.
I don't think that's the answer either. Like, no. I mean, I think if it's a great song, it's a great song. It doesn't matter about the language. The real issue is that we're not connecting with people.
Yeah.
And I feel like all of our songs seem to be a trend in Eurovision from a few years ago.
It's like we're too behind.
We're always behind.
Yeah,
we're chasing. Set our own goals. Set our own thing. But again,
we have had some good songs over the last years. Like a lot of songs that didn't qualify were good pop songs.
Yeah.
But when I saw, who was it last night? Who was real sexy when Israel?
Yes.
I'm like, where's our sexy?
I know.
Like, you know, you want to see me dance doing the splits and fucking, like basically doing drag.
Yeah.
Like, where's our Israel?
Mix that with some Irish dancing.
Yeah.
Like, we should be doing, we're known across the world as being like the center of like that kind of Irish crack. We don't bring it on stage.
No.
Also the production. Oh God, I hate saying it bad because they did a good job, but like the production, I don't even remember anything major that happened on the stage.
There was pyrotechnics and the kind of touching the floor was kind of nice. Also,
you've had pyros though.
I have, definitely, yeah.
And we've had 2 euro poppers from the 2 euro shop.
And also, I noticed there was a lot of comments online about the moose knuckle. Did you see that?
My friend in England actually mentioned this.
Like put him in a jockstrap.
Yeah.
Like, that
or was that the idea? Do you know what I mean?
Well, if it was the idea, it wasn't a good idea. If you know what I mean. Like,
I saw lots of people saying, was he actually
singing? Do you know what
singing?
He should have done? What go he on. Should have fucking done?
The fake one down there.
He should have literally put like a full
cucumber.
Fucking, like a fucking a porn star dildo in his, like literally imagine.
Yeah.
And there's nothing they could do.
No.
Live on stage on people would go wild. Tell you, that gets the votes. I tell you, wouldn't it?
Was he singing though? Because like honestly.
It might be I was like, he sounded like fucking Timmy from South Park. Like it was very wasn't it?
Oh my God, not Timmy.
It was like, just, it felt very like strained.
There's loads of points where he wasn't even, like the microphone was nowhere near
his mouth. But he's not the lead singer.
Yeah, that's confusing. So, Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I'm excited well done. For the semi-final.
Well. They did well, but it was not good. Totally.
You're hosting. If anyone's around later, Davina's hosting it in the George. Go check it out. And the final's on in the George.
Did I mention
as well
it's
on Saturday.
By Bailey's?
Is it on Thursday as well?
Yeah, it's on Thursday as well. So yes, actually, through the Bailey's, kind of camp, Bailey's the official sponsor, obviously, of Eurovision. And I recorded this Eurovision watch party. We had these four Irish artists performing covers of songs. So it's on the RT player. So if you want to go check that out, it's a bit of Eurovision fun.
Yeah, when your ad came on last night, that like the booze had hit me and I got very excited for some reason.
Do you
reason.
Know what's so funny as well? It was like, I've been like, they keep showing the ad for the RT player on the TV.
Oh yeah,
they keep playing constantly. Yeah. And I'm sitting there at home and I'm like, oh, that sounds like me. And I'm like, oh, it's me.
Do you know what I'd love to know though? If any of the builders from your local area have seen the ad and gone, oh, that's your one.
Oh, probably. Like they are obsessed. They are obsessed with me coming out of my house, like literally. And I always, like the last week now, I've just started to go, hello, boys.
You have to. You just have to.
But just because they literally stop. I stopped them in their tracks. Like,
yeah, you have to desensitize them. So Dorit from Beverly Hills has been announced for a panto with Boy George.
Wild.
Now her picture is small in comparison to Boy George. It's in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. And like, it just made me think straight away, she must be minted. What is she doing panto for?
Also, those pantos must pay really well.
Oh yeah.
Like I know kind of what some people get here. Mm-hmm. I know the fee for like some of the pantos here, which is way more than what you would think.
Oh wow.
And I can only imagine then what they must get over there.
Mm.
Like a lot.
Okay.
Like I would be thinking like for a run, like maybe about 100 grand I'd say.
I mean that's nice, but 8 shows a week.
Yeah, but like that's only for like a you know, could be like a 3-4 week period.
And you know how she's going to bring her glam? She'll have spent the 100 grand before she's even on stage.
Yeah, no, I think because of the kids, I'd say she's probably going to do it. But I definitely would be for going.
Are we going?
Some of those English pantos like...
are good.
Well, they just look like...
big production.
Fun, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, big
like,
money.
And the only thing that really puts me on pantos is kids.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
Like, and I would like to go to like an adult panto, but I think sometimes they make them too... And I hate that. Whereas like actually you kind of enjoy the subtle innuendo more.
Yeah, no, definitely. If you were going to cast me in a role in panto, what would it be?
Oh, it would definitely be the Snow White witch. Definitely the hag. You know the hag witch? Literally,
would
you would
like
be
a
the hag.
Apple?
Yeah, you would be like, an apple for the lovely Davina.
Well, you, after obviously talking about your hair and Melville, you were clearly going to be cast as the werewolf in Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh my God, yeah. And I actually would scare the bejesus out of anyone. So I would gladly take that.
Did you watch much of the coronation at the weekend?
I actually did.
Okay,
I saw none of it. I actually, and I know people are going to like laugh at me for this. I'm like, I actually got up early to watch it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You were up early anyway, as a mammy, like.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you know, I went back to bed for an hour and then I just, you know, scrunched into the living room. No, I actually did watch it, and mainly because I'm kind of low key obsessed with the royals.
Mm.
Like, and it's not. I know it's but there's a real English Irish divide and it's really like, oh fuck the royalty, blah blah blah. But I'm fascinated with the monarchs like over history.
Yeah.
Like way back. I love all that. Like I'm just how England were so huge, like for years. Like they were like the biggest nation in the world and like just the kind of the politics and the history of it, I'm kind of fascinated with. But the way it's going now, I think the Crown has got me more hooked into
Do
you know that kind of like the
last season of The Crown didn't interest me at all. I felt it was very drawn out. Yeah. It was none of the stuff that I wanted to hear about. I stopped watching it.
It wasn't great, you know, and a lot of people did say that, but I'm just kind of fascinated with the pomp and ceremony of it all. And
well, you probably know this. People are saying that Camilla's had work done, that she definitely smoother. She was less like.
I just think that was good makeup. I honestly do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, because they, like, have you ever actually seen Camilla? Like talking.
No, never.
So I watched this thing where she took over as editor in chief for it's like Home and Country or something. It's Home and Country magazine, real like, you know, posh, like aristocrat kind of magazine. And she was the editor in chief for that month's episode or whatever, that month's issue. And she actually came across really nice.
Okay.
And very like not what you would. I only realized that, and I was like, geez, I actually never even heard her speak, but I had so many preconceived notions about her.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's awful what happened, but I always just think, if they had been allowed to just marry in the first place, none of that would have happened.
Yeah, that's true. But would you trust Camilla in a room on her own with your fella?
With my fella at the moment, yeah. yeah. But also, I'd say she's great in bed.
Oh, shut up.
I'd say she's a dirty bitch.
Oh my God. I'm just picturing them both in the crown jewels.
Do you remember? Can we just go back? Boy. Do you remember when he said that he wanted to be her tampon?
Oh my God, yes.
Yes. Do you remember that?
Like how embarrassing. Like, everyone's talking right now about how Harry has embarrassed the family. Yeah. Like, Charles has done this all before.
They've all done it. Like, they're actually, and that's another part of why I'm fascinated with seeing, like, there's something about kind of having your whole life, everything from since you're a kid. Imagine, like, there's, like, that's not even a child star. That's like every waking minute is under scrutiny. That's insane.
Totally, yeah.
I'm fascinated. And I also love this. I actually give you a good, like, if anyone is kind of interested, there's a show on, there's two shows actually I'd recommend because I love a little bit like the salaciousness. Mm-hmm. So there's one called Servants of Buckingham Palace. It's on YouTube.
Is this real?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
And it's about all the people that have worked in the servants' quarters and like all the shenanigans that goes on behind the scenes.
Okay.
The servants, like the E! True Hollywood story basically of the servants. So that's on YouTube. It's basically, like, just search for
I would love that. I love that upstairs, servants. Downstairs kind
and
of vibe in general.
There's another documentary that's on, I think it's on Channel 4 OD.
Okay.
And it's called Backstairs. Oh, I can't remember his name. But it's like basically about the Queen Mother's butler that she had for years.
Was this the gay one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Him and his partner worked in the house.
Oh.
And there's just, it's crazy. Like, he was with her for years, like fucking like 50 years or something. Mm-hmm. And then when he had a little cottage on the grounds of, like, I think Clarence House.
Mm.
And then when she died, he was very close with her.
Mm.
He was just kicked out.
No.
Yeah. And that was kind of the end. And the Queen just, the Queen knew him personally and knew that the Queen Mother had, like, a lot of affection for him. But she didn't even kind of, like, thank him. And he was really upset, I think, by, they kind of just turfed him out. And he ended up just living in, like, a council flat.
What?
From living from, like, Clarence. Like, it was wild. It's called Backstairs Harry or something. It's on the player on 4D, but it's really good. So yeah. I would recommend it.
Oh, I'm going to get into that for sure. What I was fascinated with was a clip online of Katy Perry looking for her fucking seat.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was so good. And did you see Anton Deck?
No. Oh yes. And he kept trying to, like, force himself to smile. Right. Okay. So, okay. There we go. This is the Davina's theory.
Yeah.
What the fuck was going on? Hold on. Steve, let's take in that nice Davina's theory. Davina's theory. Going on with Ant's Ant?
I think he has ADHD as well. But also, do you know, like, the awkwardness as well? And do you know if somebody is sitting there, if he's smiling at people and then stopping smiling at people, stopping smiling. But I think he's recently been diagnosed with ADHD, and we all know that he's had his struggles and his trials and tribulations and other stuff.
Because it was a bit like he'd taken something.
Don't you always feel a little bit like Deck is kind of like the carer? Isn't it a little bit like that?
A little bit,
like,
yeah.
It's a little bit like...
Come on now, we'll go do this now.
Also, it must be so weird that they do everything together.
Yeah.
They even live next door to each other.
I think that's honestly kind of nice, to be honest. Because, listen, we both know what it's like to do a gig on your own.
Yeah, but to never do anything on your own is... quite codependent, you know?
It also just means that they're very comfortable. They're like, they're not insecure about one of them being more famous than the other. They want to work together. I quite like that idea, to be honest.
Yeah.
I was actually going to ask if you would move in next to me.
Oh my God, well, let's give you the room for here.
yeah, because, like, there's been times when someone's like tried to book me and I'm like,
can I bring my friend?
Could I interest you in a second queen, maybe?
Pixie, are you free?
Two queens, not for the price of one, but two queens.
Oh my God. Come here, I have to tell you this story because...
Go on.
What was I going to say? Yes, so I put up... I put up my Dear Davina last week and it's like, so I was answering the questions.
Yes.
And one of the questions that came in was, which PT and which, like, sexy wetsers are you salivating on at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, no, obviously I have my favorites, like, there's you know, ones that you're like, that will be on your radar. And I was like, and I never kind of wanted to tag, because I remember I tagged this one guy and his, like his followers flew up because all the gays were, like, straight into it.
Oh,
so
my God.
And I kind of felt like I felt like I kind of almost cursed him a bit.
Yeah.
So, because he sent me a message going, what were all these people send me DMs and da da da? And then I was like, oh my God. So I had to like, so I didn't want to name anyone. And then I said, actually, there's a few. I said, but send your suggestions in to me in a private box.
Okay.
So everybody kept sending me in their favorite Wetzers of the week. And some people have a really weird taste.
Not you being like, yeah, what are you up to?
I'm like, it's like, oh, such and such, he is gorgeous. And I go onto the page and I'm like, no. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? And then I also realized that there's a criteria. Yeah. I don't like any of the gay personal trainers.
Okay.
Do not like them.
What a surprise, yeah. Tina. What I just a surprise.
Don't, like, I just don't, like, I don't find the gay fitness content fun at all.
Uh-huh.
It's actually quite naff.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like, give me a fucking straight lad lifting fucking, like, massive weights any day. Like two drag queens sitting on each weight.
As if you'd check.
Yeah, I don't like the, I don't really like the gay content.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it's just not what we excel.
Okay. That's
and then some people sent me female fitness people.
Not you being horrified at the thoughts of that.
Yeah, I was like, that's, you're missing the point here. I'm not going to like, to like salivate over some like, you know, yoga, fucking yogi. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, no, you're missing the point here. This is for Wetzers of the week. Yeah. So the people that did say, and then this one guy goes, are you sharing the results or what?
No.
Yeah. I was like, okay, calm down, horny Harry.
Yeah.
Like actually, guys.
I kind of get that isn't a good thing to share because Jesus. Like, I'd say the DMs that some of those people get are...
Oh, yeah.
Not very 2023, if you get me. Do you know what I mean?
No, not at all. And also, do you know what I have to say? I have a friend who is in that world.
Yeah.
Now, when I say friend, I mean friend, right?
Uh-huh.
And I've seen some of the DMs that have come in and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, that person has a lot of confidence sending that DM.
Oh my God.
Like,
what kind of DMs? Pics and all?
Pics, but really like straight to the point, straight in, no kissing.
Oh
like,
my God.
And people that you'd be like, wow, like and maybe it's just me. Mm. I wouldn't have the most... like amazing set of sense of confidence. Mm-hmm. So I would always kind of question myself and I would be a little bit more like that. Whereas to see people like really shoot for the stars is actually, it's very inspiring, yeah. But also quite troubling in lots of ways.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Wow. I'm like, you know that song, do you see what I see?
Like, do you know any of these people in the DMs?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So, and it's like, and I also can like fake, I can see the connection.
Mm.
So it's like, oh, well I know you're a follower of mine.
Uh-huh.
You see, obviously. So yeah,
my favorite is the people that reply to things on Twitter and I don't know if they fully
can I just
grasp.
Say also as well one thing, sorry, you know the way the gays now would message people like that, which is actually like, no, don't get me wrong, we've all been there, it's like no judgment, but it's like I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
That is the equivalent of say for example an MUA and her boyfriend putting up the boyfriend and tagging the boyfriend and the boyfriend getting loads of huns mailing the boyfriend.
It is.
It's the equivalent.
Oh, it is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's like literally, it's like thirsty girls.
You know, on Twitter though, some people I think don't really grasp that when you reply to something, sometimes that shows up on other people's like page for them to see. So I fucking love when you catch someone out.
Oh, after liking something.
And after they've liked it or they've sent like some sort of weird reply. And there's one person on the scene who's constantly replying to like these people. Like just to like fellas. So do you remember someone called?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to call him.
Yeah. I'm always seeing it.
Oh, well. Okay.
And I'm kind of fascinated.
Well, we can go back in now, Stephen.
Yeah.
Do you know, on that point, do you know who I recently caught in this, which is actually quite funny? Like catch. So there was, you know, Christopher Biggins.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So Christopher Biggins had responded to some other celebrity, like, I want to say like Cliff Richard, or, you know, some icon type saying, can't wait for the show. I can't wait to work together. Absolutely wonderful. But then in the likes and replies, the proceed like before was this fella with like rubbing his big dick.
Because he got caught a big sound, didn't
he? Because he put like a love, you know, like a like. Mm. So it was in the likes and replies. So yeah. He was like, can't wait to work with you, darling. Absolutely brave. And then the next he was like, oh, like loud and good. Like, well, that's
good for Bacon.
Yeah, good like, for her. Good for you. And that's,
you get your rocks off.
I would like, I see all those tweets, but I would never, because I don't want to get caught like that. But gas. Also, there's a big part of me, I don't really care about things like that. I'm like, but there's some guys will pull it up on stuff. Some yeah. guys would send you a message going, oh, you comment or you on this. Or I'm like,
yeah.
Or someone said to me once, I saw you on such and such's page and you liked all their photographs. And I'm like, yeah, but we actually follow each other and uh-huh. actually know that person.
Totally.
Like, yeah, the person is right, but we actually do know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
there's context and you don't actually know it. So yeah. Mind your own. Also, not this fucking shaming moment as well. Mind yeah. your own business.
But it's also like, it's a bit like, oh, I see you. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, bitch, well, I see you. I see you that doesn't know who that fucking wetzer is, and you're the one there creeping. You've caught yourself.
Those people need to be blocked, to be honest. Come here. It is Pride in Gran Canaria at the moment. Yes. It looks like my hell, to be honest. I hope anyone who's over there is having a nice time. I'm more excited for Dublin Pride. We're only a mere 6-7 weeks away.
Yes.
So we remind you, we're in Vicar Street. We take over the whole of Vicar Street, 7 hours. We've got Una Healy performing songs from the Saturdays for the first time in 9 years.
We've lots of other fun kind of add-ons that we're going to be adding on over the next couple of weeks. It's definitely going to be the place to be. Guarantee yourself a ticket, because you don't want to be stuck out in a queue.
Yeah.
You don't want to be, if it's raining and you're at an event that's outdoors, you might get rained on. So,
and not in a sexy way.
No.
No, you'll be in bits.
Not in an Ariana Grande way.
So yeah, 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. It is 7 hours. Pop music. It's going to be gorge. Tickets are 25 euros. You can grab them now from Ticketmaster, or they're on our Petty Little Things website. And shout out to anyone that supports us on Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon is a lovely way.
Our petty buddies.
It's a lovely way of getting some more content in case you want to check it out. We've got tons of it on patreon.com/PettyLittleThingsPod. Shout out to David Hammond, who's a newbie.
No relation to Alison.
No, don't believe so. And also Mizza.
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 You know she's only here to see what we're saying about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she wants a nose. She wants a nose. Well, we'll be back in a little minute and we're going to talk about something that I actually have very little knowledge about, but AI. And we've got a specialist, a specialist coming in to talk about it. Oh, one more thing.
Oh.
Apparently we need reviews. So get on, open your podcast app and
leave us. Do
you want
me to give you a review?
Yeah. And leave us a 5-star review, because we are 5-star divas. Actually, someone recently left us a review and the title was 5-star divas. So thank you for that.
Well, continue up the momentum and leave us a review, please. Yeah.
Back soon. Okay, we're back and...
Sweethearts.
We've got one of our gal pals here. I have a question before we get into our little topic, which we haven't even told people what the topic is. Where did the name Lavender... By the way, it's Lavender.
Hi, it's me.
And you have to get right in on this mic, yeah, unfortunately. No, it's so that there's no echo. Where did the name Lavender come from?
Okay, so it's an interesting story.
You have to get right in.
Oh, sorry, girls.
Unfortunately, we end up just like...
Yeah, just like it's like you're talking into the
US. I love it. So
I'm going to turn you up a bit as well.
Got such like a history, like basically it was a Wikipedia article that I found when I was like researching gay rights. So there's like 4 or 5 good reasons for the name Lavender. Like before we had
just one will do.
Yeah. I keep it short.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cork girls. Well, the main one is, you know, the hanky code.
Yes.
If you wore a lavender hanky, it meant you had a fetish for dressing in drag.
Oh,
so that's a fun one. That was like a weird link.
Oh, wow.
And then before we had like the pride flag, we had a lavender flag.
Oh.
You know, in the 50s in America, gay propaganda was called like the lavender menace. It's got like such a LGBT history. And then
the lavender.
And then the flower, because it's supposed to be like a nice calming scent. And that is the opposite of what I like to do to the crowd. I like to poke with their nerves.
I love that yours is really intelligent. Or I'm just victorious.
You're like, I like bras.
Did you ever find out what the secret was, though?
No, I fucking hate bras as well. That's the worst part. You know, as soon as you can get your bra, actually, you're like, get the bra.
The irony of you being called Victoria's Secret, do you remember when you first started, like, you lived in that red and white polka dot bra? That's probably in a museum now somewhere. It's
like, I wish I had kept that, but it was grey by the end of it.
Actually, couldn't have kept it because it was literally just falling apart. The fibres were actually disintegrating.
Because April borrowed it and she wore it one night and I was like, April.
Oh my God. Well, anything she'd wear now for
us. Yeah, the poor museum. Come here, you would be one of our tech savvy sisters. Mm. I mean, me and Tamina know how to turn the computer on.
But actually, no, that's not true, because now after the pandemic, we are actually...
Oh yeah, that's true.
We are Virgin Media upskilled. Junior executives. My house was like little Ballymount for a while. Actually, I'd say it was probably better equipment to my house at one point.
But we are still the girls that if it's not going right... Tamina, just switch it off and switch back on and then hopefully it will work. That is still in our, like, you know,
podcast. I have to tell you, I have to confess one thing. So I was at a gig recently and I was DJing and the decks were like brand new. They were like touch screen and we obviously operate on different ones in the George, and I only DJ now. I used to DJ way more.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, I walked into like Starship Enterprise. I was like, I don't know how to do this. So I was like looking at them. So I had to take a picture and send it to Stephen Dale. I was like, where's the auto cue button? And he's like, send it back circling. He's like, this one here, it's this button here. I am not the tech savvy ever. I don't really want to be.
No, because the more you know, the more you have to do. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's why I've always thought. But come here, we were talking about AI. You and me, we were like DMing. Yeah,
yes.
And I don't really actually know what the hell AI is. And then it got to this whole other level of, is AI going to take over drag at some point?
Yeah.
So honestly, I just want to do a deep dive because Davina's a bit of a documentary nerd in general.
I actually know, I have to say, Shirley, with one thing that we were doing the Emerald Warriors gig a couple weeks ago, the Queen of the Warriors.
Yes.
And Shirley, we were sitting inside and she said to one of the entrants, she goes, are you AI? And I hell, because I just came so out, and like it was just so fucking funny.
Will
and
now
every so often she just keeps commenting to me on Twitter, are you AI?
I've seen that, that's so good.
That's brilliant. Those pictures that everyone were doing, by the way, which rotted me after a while, which turned out then everyone was trying to say we're stealing artists' work. All I know what an AI is.
That was a mental time, because to be honest, everyone was posting, what I loved was the drag delusion, was everyone was posting these because, oh my God, I look amazing. I'm like, that ain't you. That's not even 1% of you.
Is this the ones where it was all like, you know, like you as a princess?
Yeah.
You as
There was never really dodgy ones, which is you hung over at 3 a.m. outside of Dunn Stores. AI never reached that far, you know? It was always glamorized.
Yeah. So everyone was doing that. And then people were saying that people were stealing people's artwork. Mm. I don't know if that was true. Or someone's mad and the country made that up, being like, you know, don't press the red button kind of vibes.
Well, the thing with AI is you have to feed something into it to get a result. Okay. So for the art, they were feeding in different kinds of art styles and artists' work. And the problem was their artists weren't being paid. It was just off Google Images or whatever. Because you have to feed it enough information that it learns.
Okay.
And then as a result, it was able to take people's really dodgy pictures make them glamorous in those ways.
Which is that FaceApp as well? But I don't have FaceApp, but I can tell.
You should get it.
I can tell which queens do. Like there is like a Drag Race Season 2 girl who I've seen in person.
Who is it?
We can beep it out. So go on.
Yeah, beep this out. Like, does not look like that.
Yeah.
Like, just does not look like that. Still gorgeous.
Yeah.
But like, so beep that out.
So it's
and I'm always like, oh okay, but like what the hell is AI other than those photos basically?
Well, it's coming to kill us all essentially is what
I think so too.
Yeah, it's, well, I was doing a bit of a deep dive ahead of coming in today, just being like, I should probably know some facts. But it's actually like really frightening. So I kind of came into it, I never really did those AI photo things because I thought they were just ridiculous looking. Thing. Yeah, I thought it was ridiculous. Oh, the Barbie thing. Oh, Jesus, that was so stupid. That, well, it lasted a bit one day, thank God. Yeah. And that was it. Well,
this Barbie is pissed off.
Yeah, this Barbie has crippling depression. That's the one I'd put up.
I could get on board with that, but yeah. It's like, okay, glamorous I am as a Barbie.
And no. It's like they've been straight on the face tune before. Yeah. What was my train of thought there?
So it's going to take us over.
Yeah, well, so I got into it because like I'm working on a book about Irish drag at the moment and I was trying to see how I could streamline the process basically. Oh, wow. So
do you have a title for the book?
I do, but it's not.
It's not.
I have a working title, but I was actually thinking about it in the car coming up and I was like, that's actually quite shite.
Is that the name?
That would work.
A year
in Irish drag. This is quite shite. That was it. But so when I was, because I've been interviewing the queens and the kings and everyone, but so to transcribe an interview, if you were to sit down with your laptop and just start typing out from a voice recording, it could take you the guts of an evening.
Oh, absolutely.
But with AI, it's amazing how it can pick up people's words and then also their like colloquialisms. Like this is what I'm saying, is the more you feed it, the better it learns.
Wow.
So when I first started, I think the first two of the first interviews were you guys.
Okay.
And there were certain words it wasn't picking up. So like actually every time the word drag was mentioned, it would change it to dad. And it was like your dad queen.
Oh,
it was like, it was a different interview. but now after feeding in like maybe 40 queens interviews, it picks it up straight away. And there's loads of ones like that. Now, there's some interviews I'm like, girl, even AI can't save her voice. Okay.
Which one was the quickest one to transcribe and which one was the slowest? Come on, just
of the two of you? Or
No,
all in general, of the queens you've done so far. I'd say the quickest was Mr. Pussy, actually.
Oh, because yes. I think he speaks old.
And slow as well. Pussy's like, well, darling.
But I think I either caught her at a good time or a bad time because she gave me the answers straight away it was like less than 10 minutes, which was brilliant, where some queens will waffle on. I look back at the sound clip and it's like 55 minutes and Jesus. I'm like, this has to fit onto one page. The amount of culling I have to do here. So Mr. Pussy was the quickest. I would say Miss Taken and Roots were the longest because that was the case. I interviewed the two of them at the same time.
Okay, yeah.
And it was 55 minutes in total. And I was I love them, but kill me now. Great answers, but it took me a while.
The hardest, which one was like AI does not compute, basically.
I love her, but Tina D. Parton. I have to say, I love you, Tina, if you're listening, but like, it just didn't necessarily pick up her
language,
unique accent, maybe, let's say.
Well, she kept picking up the broom during it.
It was interference.
Brilliant.
That was one of the things was transcribing, but then it was retouching photos. So I'm taking photos of all the queens on film. And then obviously when you get a scan of that back, it's raw and, you know, you want to jazz it up a little bit, but not necessarily a face tune thing.
Okay.
You just want the queens to look nice and gentle and soft, but also, you know, retouched as well. So I could do that for every picture and there's hundreds of pictures, or I could feed it all into AI, a template, and it'll do it for me. So things like that are amazing. And then even laying out the book at the moment, which is the stage I'm at, I can set a distinct kind of like template and it'll start to automatically populate it. I have a folder that says...
That's a lot of work.
Does that mean though, like for people going forward, like, do you know, I don't know what the app is. I don't know if it's something Google where it's like, tell me a story about such and such. Have you seen that thing? And it's like, they'll basically create a story.
You give them words.
Tell me a story about a drag queen named Victoria.
Oh, are you thinking of ChatGPT?
Yes.
That's the one. Oh, I know a lot about that. That's good. Do you want to hear about that?
Yeah.
That's really fascinating. So I think it's OpenAI was the company that brought it out. And literally this week, the co-founder of that company has kind of,
He came against it.
And I actually can see why, because one of the things that happened was Amazon got a huge influx of like self-published books at the time because people were able to feed in a topic.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. It's like, fascinating.
So if you can do, because it was my friend Jamie actually sent me.
Oh my God, I want to be an author.
anyone can do it now.
Oh. Yeah. And we see that's.
Now you're doing a book and you're like,
shut up. I wouldn't do that.
Jamie was actually sending me like gassings. He was like, tell me a story about a drag queen named Victoria who was down on her luck.
and
it would tell you this big story back.
Yeah.
Like it would, you know, I just made that as an example, but. You could do it for the laugh and it would tell you this big, long detail and it would actually look super professional and you were like, there was like a start, a middle and an end.
Yeah.
Whereas like, if people can do that for books, then like, I don't know. That's kind of scary because there's no creativeness in that at all.
No. It's very matter of fact. The thing I think with AI, it's about using it in a kind of measured way to help you in your day-to-day life.
Okay.
I think that's the way people really should look at it, not to do everything for you. So okay. if you say, I'm going to write a book and not actually write it and just put in a topic to chat. I was going to mix. I always say ChatGPT or whatever that is. It's yeah. ChatGPT.
Chat roulette. Is that the dirty one?
That's
it?
The dirty one. Of course, okay. you'd know that. Yeah.
She just know that because one of the queens up north, remember, used to go on to chat roulette and she put her breastplate on. Oh. The breastplate would just be up to the screen, but then like back out.
Yeah. I love that.
I still love them. They're brilliant.
Yeah.
But it's not the be all and end all, because even recently I said I'd use it for an article I was writing something, and I said, go on, I'll just give it a go just to see, can it make my life easier? Uh-huh. And it was about like body positivity, and I'm a plus size queen. So I put in like certain words in the topic, like fat, and it comes back and goes, sorry, we don't allow hate speech here. Oh. It clocked me. I was like, bitch, I'm the one writing this. Yeah. Generate an article about a fat bitch called Lavender, right? AI ain't taking over the world, Jack.
So we're safe for now.
Yeah.
We're safe for now.
From AI, but not from me.
What are the danger things? What are the things that people are a bit freaked out by?
Well, there was one that I was reading about the other day, which is, I think this is interesting, but also really kind of sad for society. There's this influencer, Snapchat model lady, who has developed an AI software. She must be like really smart as well as just being an influencer, which I think is rare.
Which is quite dumb.
What are you doing being an influencer? She's developed this software where it can be, I think it's integrated into Snapchat. So if you sign up to her subscription, you can talk to her like on Snapchat.
But it's not her.
It's not her. It's AI. No. So it's fed in thousands of...
That's so funny. Like, I love a good Snapchat filter.
Yeah.
And I got a notification the other day that AI is now available on Snapchat. Yeah. And it was like this AI. So you can just talk to somebody on Snapchat. Like, have a conversation where it's like...
But the person's not talking.
No. So I was like... So
you were straight on.
Yeah. I was like, hi, hon, how are you? I was like, I'm good, thanks. And I said, where are you from? Like, it goes... not really from anywhere. I don't exist. Where are you from? And I said, I'm from Dublin. Really fab place. And he said, what's your favourite place in Dublin? I said, my house. And he's like, I cannot go to your house or something. And I said, well, no point telling me anything about Dublin because you're not going to go anywhere anyway because you don't exist. And he's like, well, that's not really nice. I just started having an argument.
Of course you get into an argument with AI.
Is it not just like 12-year-olds on Snapchat anymore?
I know, no, I don't use it.
No.
Why are you doing Snapchat?
Those gorgeous filters we're using outside.
They're from Snapchat, sweetie.
Okay, they do have good filters.
Yeah, they do. They actually have the best filters. And I was a chicken nugget last week, which came in very handy for my McDonald's gig.
Yeah.
So they do.
Because I think it was the last episode, Davina said, oh, I'm a YouTube music queen. Like,
oh, God, I heard
she listens to her music.
Are you okay?
I got a few people going, not Davina being so brave to come out with YouTube subscriber.
Listen, like, I love a good remix and a good, like, you know, unofficial version of like random DJs. Like, if you all want to be plebs and follow the sheep, you're sheeple.
I'm busy going, like, every second day, I'm like, how to convert YouTube into MP3. I'm that tired.
Anyway, you see all the girls before the show starts, like, on the laptops, 320 kilobytes YouTube. And it's like, girl, not even that mix will save you at this point.
This is not connected, but Nina Benina Brown came to Dublin and she was dressed as a blue Smurf.
Yes, I do remember. And it was actually Mrs. Hedder, see you, blue face. Come here, you.
Like, no. She didn't have her tracks though, and she was just sending, like, Connor Bean was looking after her that night, sending like Connor like these tracks to download from YouTube.
Oh my God.
5 minutes before the show. Like, what are the numbers she wants to do? She was like, okay, and then just like mix that one into the other one. And I was like,
notions.
Like, imagine going to a gig and not having your own tracks sorted.
But people are robbing memory sticks left, right and centre. Let's face it,
it's not as bad as it used to be. There used to be a lot more like lettuce queens with like no music.
Well, remember we had to use CDs?
Yeah.
I was watching someone the other day. I think it was, you know, Jada Essence Hall. Uh-huh. And she was saying that there was one point in one of her CDs that always skipped and she just wasn't bothered changing it. So she would lip sync the skip.
Yeah. Every time. I remember we did a gig in Canada and we were performing Girls Aloud Love Machine.
Yeah.
And the CD was on, but we were like, April was a big girl. She was like dancing on stage. Uh-huh. DJ booth was bouncing.
Poor stage.
And it changed the track to the next one, which was Jump.
But like halfway through. So we just kept going. But we had no choreography for that. So we just kept doing the Love Machine choreography for Jump.
Yeah. And it was a 6 minute version of Jump, wasn't it?
No, was that, that was no, time. That was yeah, that yeah. was when you were doing Dr. B and we gave you the wrong version. It was yes. like the 8 minute, like, you know, yes. LP version. And she just kept going, duck, 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 duck.
Oh my god.
And
oh,
it was just that. It wasn't ending. And we were like, should we tell them? We were like, no. We were like, let it go.
Love it. Love it. But we got off track a bit. So the dangers were that, like, people are talking to people and they're not even them. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, well, that, like, that yeah. one that really shocked me. That girl, she's fed in thousands of hours of her voice. So okay. like, she must have had videos and, well. And content. So these guys can sign up to the subscription and it's like $1 a minute, I think. And so they can have like phone calls or conversations with her and get this girlfriend experience.
Do you not think as well, I think with all this, the way, like, I think there's so many lonely people out there. That's and right. I think, Heather McDonald was talking about Juicy Scoop before. She was saying, like, about how guys don't want to kind of interact to go out and date anymore. Like, yeah. people don't want to, they don't want to have the interactions anymore. So I can see why that is kind of like, it basically shut people off.
Yeah, I think it'll make people more insular. But yeah. the big one that, like, I'm concerned about is, like, I'm a graphic designer as my yeah. day job, and a lot of AI is doing a better job than really? I can in some that's capacities. Wild. And that's hard to admit because yeah. there are jobs that are going to be taken over by AI. So there will come a point where, not that our government will do anything about it, but like regulations will have to come in
yeah.
because you're just going to end up
free for all.
No, you're going to yeah. end up with work people who are just out of work because.
And do you think some people should be replaced by AI?
Yeah, I have a list actually. Do you yeah. want me to go through it? Yeah, it's a list of queens that really yeah. should just be replaced
who's
by AI.
First? Dolly.
God, you need some superpower computer to replace Dolly with AI.
But on the positive side, about like, how could the gays, how could the queers all use, and queens use AI? What could it be used for?
It's interesting. Well, I think for you two, one that could be quite interesting, one I was reading about was podcast show notes, apparently, okay. is oh. really, there was a guy whose full-time job was, he'd listen through your finished episode, write the show notes, and he was on Fiverr or one of those sites.
Yeah.
And he would, what would you say? You'd have to pay him to do it. Yeah. And you'd have X amount of clients. But this AI will listen to your entire podcast and write perfect, that you can literally just copy and paste perfect
so
show
are you
notes
saying
in.
We could replace Stephen Downway.
You could. Stephen, I'm so sorry, but yeah, this is your Stephen. Last episode.
Give me that email address.
So yeah, that sort of stuff. It's more, I don't necessarily have as much advice for queens unless you are, you know, retouching your photos or doing that sort uh-huh. of stuff. But like, the girls know Face App Inside Out, and even you on what was the one you used the other day?
I used Canva, right?
I was fascinated.
So, see this light switch on the wall? Like yeah. there's it's something called a magic eraser. And you just touch the light yeah. switch and it's gone. Well, yeah, it's fucking gone. It looks perfect.
That is AI in essence. Was that, and when we were messaging, I wasn't sure about where the photo was taken because yeah. the hairline was like so detailed.
Yeah.
And there's like I went to college to learn how to that's like crazy. Photoshop that out.
That just
and AI can yeah. replace that super easy. So
oh my God, it took a second to just cut me out.
So for lack of a better phrase, don't hire me, just download Canva. I've been replaced, girls. No, but there is things like a human touch will never replace.
I saw a thing last week as well. It was like this video of this, it was kind of crazy. It was like just a dummy's head and there was like this machine spun around and they gave it like a mechanical haircut.
Yeah. And it was on Wednesday. Yeah.
And it was literally just like came down and like they put in what the, you know, the what like straw back and sides or whatever.
Oh my God.
And it was the haircut was perfect.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But wait for AI to freak out yeah. and someone just gets decapitated.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, still yeah. wouldn't be fancying that.
No. Is there anything sexual like going on with AI?
Well, there's lots of sex machines.
Yeah, well, there's like a lot of phone sex now with AI generated. Yeah. voices. So you can have dirty conversations with someone who doesn't exist.
That's crazy.
That yeah. is absolutely.
And also yeah. knowing that the person doesn't exist is also kind of creepy.
Well, I think that might turn some people into like, yeah. I can really go there into yeah. the darkest yeah. fantasies and totally. there's no judgment.
That's what I feel like as well. There is that kind of like where people will go right there.
Yeah. yeah.
And that
yeah.
kind of freaks me out a little bit.
So do we think it's a good thing or a bad thing to be there?
Yes and no.
Lab, thanks so much.
Thank you, yes.
We wanted to get some people in over the next while who would just know stuff that we don't know. So Lab, thanks for being our little...
My pleasure.
First person, I suppose.
Yes, thank you. You're AI guinea pig.
So Lav is going to stick around. We're going to hear even more from our over on our Patreon episode. We have a little theme that we're going to try and start called First. So it could be first impressions, yeah. First times. And we're going to ask you about some of your first impressions and first times.
Oh, I have a lot of really fun ones. Some good. I think I've sent them in to you guys before. Good.
Well, it's behind a paywall. So yeah. Go on.
And it's quite a large paywall. You can check that out
there. But we'll be back in a little while with our Rotter of the Week.
Okay, and we are back. It's my favorite time of the week, and it's particularly my favorite time of the week when I have loads on my list.
Oh God.
Yeah, so I've been extra rotted this week. And I just love kind of like getting it off my chest. I kind of feel like as well, we should probably ask Lavender what her rotter was.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have no doubt she's going to be back. So
yes, it was actually really fun, wasn't it?
That was real fun.
Okay, so my first rotter of the week is... Mm-hmm. No, this is actually just a stupid one, but it really annoys me. Mm-hmm. Is restaurants that have clipboards,
yeah,
and menus that are like typed in Jessica Fletcher style.
Oh yeah,
you know that vibe.
Yeah.
And the special today is the marascone soup with basically soup and bread.
Yeah,
and it's like it's typed out just trash, and it's like bigging up something, but it's served, it's like the menu is presented on a clipboard, wooden clipboard.
Yeah, that's, I know splintery. Exactly what you mean. It was this,
and
like
the paper was yellow.
A fad that our Irish people thought was so fancy for
so
a while.
So fancy. Or like chips in, like, you know, a silver bucket. You know,
I
like.
I hate that, by the way.
Yeah. Put them on the fucking plate.
Put them on the plate.
Yeah.
Someone in the back has to do more washing up.
Yeah.
Because your notions, it's a bowl of chips.
And I also don't like metal. Kind of like, like metal.
It looks a bit greasy.
Metal plates. So like, I'm not going camping. Do you know what I mean? So that's my first
rotter. I like that one. Well, my first one is not really mine, but it is in the same breath of what yours is.
Oh.
I went for dinner with Calvin's parents through the night, and his stepdad ordered a dessert, okay. Right? And none of the rest of us were having a dessert.
Okay.
So there was the one dessert ordered, and okay. The waiter goes, well, shall I bring some extra spoons?
I knew you were going to say that. I knew. I hate that. No, it's my fucking dessert.
And I fucking broke my shit laughing because his face was like, he was trying to be real nice. And face was like, no, I ordered a dessert.
Yeah.
And then when the waiter went away, Kevin's mom was slagging him, saying basically, Jay hates that. And I was like, that is such a good thing because I would hate that too. If I ordered a dessert... Don't bring me two spoons.
And can I also say there's people who will say, oh, I'll have a bit.
Yeah.
And like, I've often been the person that will have a dessert. And I'm like, I would only be if I was kind of starving.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have a dessert. Go on. And then the person is like, oh no, but we'll dive into the dessert.
Mm.
So I was like, well, why didn't you just get a fucking dessert? You are a rotter.
Completely. Oh. Like, I'm like, if it sounds like everyone wants a bit, get two of them then.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's bad.
But it was just watching his face get so triggered by that.
Yeah.
So clearly when the cutlery came, what did I do? I was like, oh, here you go. I sort of passed around cutlery to everyone, even though no one wanted any of it.
I love it.
Go on, what's your second?
My second one is people that go to the gym on holidays.
Okay.
People that go to the fucking gym on holidays. Yeah. You're on fucking holidays. Take a fucking breather. Like, holidays in my world are for being atrociously hungover by a pool, going, oh my God. Or you're having a sober holiday where you're just relaxing at the beach or maybe reading a book. You're not like in the gym.
No.
In a hot country, in the gym, I'm just like, what are you doing? And it's like, and I know this is going to sound very controversial, but I always just think, those people are mentally ill. Like, I literally know.
Or bored.
There's something. If you can't take a week off from a bit of fitness, you've got issues.
Yeah. Honestly, go let yourself go wild.
Yeah.
Drink what you want, eat what you want. You're on holiday. Like, get out of the gym.
Yeah.
I think you're right on that one.
Mind your mental health, people.
I also, like, it's also the need to share that you're in the gym.
Well, that's the other thing, because it's really like, oh, look at me. And then it's never really impressive.
No.
And also, when you're away, hotel gyms and holiday gyms are always shit.
Yeah.
like very rarely you see, oh, that's a good gym.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I always just think there's just something not right there.
Yeah, no, thank you. Okay, and my last one is just the term work wife. Or work husband.
Yeah. I hate that, the work hubby.
Oh, it's me work wife.
Yeah.
Oh, this me work husband. I'm like, what? It's just, I don't know. It's just, it gives me the ick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? All of a sudden, I'm like, this weird ick feeling. I'm like, so yours are mates, basically.
Yeah.
You get on and you work in the same place. So yeah, anyone that kind of uses those words, I'm always like, oh, God. No. Yeah,
no, that is true.
Yeah.
And the other, the last
one. Oh, you've heard?
I just have one more. Oh. No, this is just one more. This is a what would you say? It's a it kind of covers like all of it, because like, so basically I have this friend who is, I know from the old days in Toronto.
Code all of a sudden.
No. So I have this friend from Toronto a few years ago. She's like an older queen.
Okay, gotcha.
She's very supportive, whatever, but she lives over in Canada and she's a great queen. She's been doing drag for like 40 years or whatever. She's fab. But you notice, like, she literally sent me an email going, so I presume you're ready for Drag Race. And I was like, no, I don't watch Drag Race. But you know, like, that it rots me when people just expect that the pinnacle of all our hopes and aspirations is to be on Drag Race.
Yeah.
It's like, actually, no.
Yeah.
And that was coming from like a drag queen.
Yeah.
So I was a bit like, and then I said, have you done Canada's Drag Queen?
Yeah.
No. And I said, why not? And she's like, well, I see what they go through. And she's like a hardworking queen. She's
so
good.
Why is she saying this about
so
you?
So I'm like, so why is that? Why is it okay for me? It's like total double standard. But
and also, just to clarify, just because you go and do a TV show, for anyone who is not on the other side of it, as a queen or a king or whatever it is, it doesn't mean you're going to work anymore.
No.
You might even work less.
That's like, I mean? Why would you put yourself, like, thinking that it's like the pinnacle of aspirations for someone to be, just because you do a bit of drag, that you want to be on that fucking TV show?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not all well and good if you want to go and do it, fab, like, totally. Good for you. But it's not the be all and end all.
No.
And people kind of acting like it is kind of keeping that going. Do you know, anyway?
Yeah, yeah.
There's other ways.
People have fucking great careers that have never done that.
Absolutely.
It also gives me a flashback to when Big Brother said years and years ago to me, you doing this show, you need to realize you may never work again. Like, you may struggle to find work, basically, based upon how you are on TV. And I was like, oh, that's very interesting, isn't it? So, yeah, you should.
Well, that's obviously, but that's like, you take a gamble with anything like that because it, and also it's how they paint you. But anyway, but that just rotted me because I was just like, actually going, hang on, oh, you haven't done it. So, why? Never presume anything.
Totally. Thank you. That's the end of our episode. Anyway, we'll be over on our Patreon for our Extra Little Things episode, which Lavender stuck around for. And
it's actually really fun.
Yeah, we did something called Firsts. It's a new little maybe series. I mean, when we say series, it sounds so professional.
So serious, yes.
Where we have
it is a new
fishbowl of different types of firsts, and we want to know. It's basically a chance for us to be what we like to be.
Nosy
bitches.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, that's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for supporting us over on the Petty Betty Patreon.
Yeah, we'll see you out over the weekend for Eurovision, maybe. Buy your Pride tickets. And until next time.
And stay petty.
Stay petty.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.